Hi guys, this is Paula and today's a Monday, so I'm thinking to start the week with an inspirational topic. I'm currently reading a book and I definitely believe that it's worth sharing. It influences, edifies, and most of all, eases your worries. So it's a self-help book that has inspired many people around the world. And this was shared to me by my cousin, Miss Pia Pajarillo. Ate Pia, salamat. After reading a few passages, it was then that I realized that whatever the situation I'm at, I am in charge on how I make my life fruitful or abundant with blessings. So this book is a reminder to everyone on how you should be thankful once again in everything that you have. Here's a beautiful passage from Rhonda Byrne's third book, The Magic. A great mystery is revealed. The following passage comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the Holy Scriptures, and it has mystified, confused, and been misunderstood by many people over the centuries. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. You have to admit that when you read a passage, it appears unjust, as it seems to be saying that the rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. But there's a riddle to be solved in this passage, a mystery to uncover, and when you know it, a new world will have opened up for you. The answer to the mystery that has eluded so many for centuries is in one hidden word: gratitude. Whoever has gratitude will be given more, and he or she will have an abundance. Whoever does not have gratitude, even what he or she has, will be taken from him or her. By the revelation of one hidden word, a cryptic text is made crystal clear. 2,000 years have passed since those words were recorded, but they are as true today as they ever were. If you don't take the time to be grateful, you will never have more, and what you do have, you will lose. And the promise of the magic that will happen with gratitude is in these words. If you're grateful, you'll be given more, and you'll have an abundance. So, okay, here's a very simple example based on a giver's perspective. Don't you feel like giving more to those people who are really grateful to those little things that you've done to them? Like your children, for example. There's a sense of fulfillment because you saw them expressing their thank yous to you right away, right before your very eyes. These thank yous are real, and being appreciated is one of the most happiest feelings in the world. And your brain is telling you, I'd like to give him something again the next time I see him. Papasulubungan ko siya ng favorite yung chocolate cake. That's the joy of giving because you felt the genuine gratitude. From the receiver's point of view, this is based on my personal experience. Before, I'm always hesitant in saying yes to my mom-in-law and my aunt-in-law whenever they're asking, "You like this, Ate Pao?" God knows when will they realize that everyone like it. I'm not saying anything to them. I'm not saying yes to them. I just smile. And after reading the passage, I realized that this is wrong. I felt like, oh, what a waste of time dilly-dallying. I lost the opportunity to receive something that I like for free. Yes, maybe it's a pride that is dictating me not to accept the things that people are giving me. But you know, this is one way of God channeling His blessing through His loving people. And that, my friend, was my loss. So think about it. Just be grateful with everything that comes your way. And forget about your pride. Starting now, keep the blessing pouring and learn to appreciate and be grateful in all the things that you receive. Have a happy Monday, guys. Thank you again for listening.